Okay. Good evening and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitocha Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai, Ilui Nishmas Eliyahu Chaim and Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Orlin and Moshe, and Ilui Nishmas Aisha Gittel Vasar Adel Yezu Matamach, and Leilui Nishmas Rabbi Ruvain Tzvi Bauman. It's definitely been a difficult 10 days or so, and coping with tragedy is a skill that we all need, and we all need to develop. It's a skill that after the fact, when tragedy strikes, it's so much harder to deal with unless we've prepared ourselves. Not in terms of being prepared for tragedy, but being connected to Hashem and focused on the extent of the chesed in this world and the fact that kol mada oved rachmono l'tavovim. True, it sounds a little bit harsh after the fact, but what Chazal tell us are the true realities of life, way beyond sometimes our ability to understand. Eoif did not understand his suffering. His losses were enormous. 10 children, his health, great wealth. And he sat and tried to ponder, why? Why is this going on? Why is this happening? And it was only in Perek Lamed Ches, and only after Rashi learns that Hashem has hinted to him that he's going to have, again, to come back to his previous situation, was he able to be ready to hear the words, Yirmer Hashem el Eoif, Eifo Yisa Biosdi Oretz. Hashem says to Eoif, where were you when I created the world? How would you even hope or attempt or dream to understand what goes on in my world? You weren't there from the beginning of time to now. You don't know whose neshoma had to come back to this world to serve a short sentence to make up for what had been lacking in the past. You don't see the whole panorama of events and the interconnection and relationship between everything from the beginning of time to the present and beyond. And, you know, like the mushal everyone gives, the tapestry. If you go upstairs, it's just a beautiful needlepoint from the back. On the bottom, it just looks like disheveled threads. And when a certain individual, a Rebbe, was asked, why? He says, I'll tell you the truth. I learned a long time ago, I don't ask why. Because I'm afraid if I ask why, he'll say, oh, you want to know why? Come on upstairs. I'll be happy to show it to you. And he's not quite ready to go. The world in which we live with so much challenge and so much tragedy, and we have to strengthen our ability to cope. And when tragedy strikes, finding the finer points within the total tragedy and the points which maybe can point out certain chasodim despite the and the difficulty that we have, and that can also be helpful. And of course, in this particular attack, that's quite obvious, because statistically, the chances of finding that body after so many days, despite all of the Herculean efforts of all those that searched, are very, very slim. And to be able to retrieve a body, to be able to come to a proper burial, and to be able to mourn the loss rather than additional pain and suffering and the lack of even having buried their husband and father. That has to be appreciated as miraculous. And Chesed Hashem, within the suffering that we have such trouble coping with and understanding. But in general, we have to realize that the day will come when we will understand more. And the day, present day, it's painful. It's beyond comprehension. But we do look forward to the time when we'll understand. And that understanding will soothe our pain. And, of course, we will also be reunited with Chias HaMesim. There's a story that's told of a Hasidim community where the Rebbe would be always there to be mispalel and help them with their tzoras. And one day, time came, the Rebbe passed away. The Hasidim were devastated because who's going to help us with all of our tzoras now? Was going to daven for us. And they were distraught until one person realized and said, you know, the Rebbe is in heaven. He could do even more for us over there. And they started to, whatever, you know, to address, I don't know how they do it exactly, and the Rebbe, nothing happened. They were very, very distraught until someone had a dream, and the Rebbe came to them in a dream. I said to him, you know, I see what you're suffering, and on one hand, I'd love to be able to help you. But when I see from my vantage point here how all of these challenges and difficulties are for your benefit, I can't bring myself to try, to even try to do something to alleviate them. Very difficult to deal with that, very difficult to appreciate that, but the reality is such. The reality is that we don't understand. And if we would understand, or if we could understand, then we might see things, or we would certainly see things much differently. But in the meantime, we can't. So what do we do? So how do we cope? Well, first of all, the people who suffer the loss directly have great nechoma. When people feel their pain. I remember once sitting Shiva in Yerushalayim, and Chaim Shmulevitz, the great Mira Rosh Yeshiva, walked in, sat down, and Mamish cried like a baby for 20 minutes, got up, said, Hamokim Yachim, nothing more, and left. And I know that that was the greatest nechama, the greatest sense of consolation that I could possibly feel, because somebody feels my pain. When someone feels pain of someone else, someone feels the pain of someone else's tragic loss, it helps to a great measure to alleviate, to share, to diffuse to some extent, to give nechama to some extent for the suffering of that person. And that's really what we have to do now. We have to feel the pain of his family, those that can share that feeling with them, certainly accomplish much. And even if we can't, just to know, they're knowing that people out there haven't forgotten, that they feel the pain. This is a tragedy, not just for the Bauman family, not just for the Norfolk community, but for Klal Yisrael. And the realization that the Avelim, that the sufferers can have, that so many of us are feeling their pain, can be a tremendous source of nechama. But we also have to look forward to the future. And we know, who is Menachem Avelim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the ability to cope and to rise above tragedy and to be able to put together the pieces of our lives and live normal lives with the special chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu extends to Yisoymin and Almonos. And this also has to be a source of chizuk to everyone that we are capable of such of such renewal, of such survival, of such have to strengthen ourselves with our own connection and our own bitochen and Hashem, in the ability to realize that Hashem is with us, Hashem cares about us, Hashem loves us, Hashem has rachmonis on us, Hashem does chesed to us. And even and when the moments we just can't see it, we just can't feel it, we just can't imagine it, knowing that we have established that this is the ultimate reality, that Hashem created the world and conducts his world with chesed ratam, that everything that Hashem does is law. We inspire ourselves with that realization, then we are certainly better equipped to face difficulties of life. And as the Novi says, "Berega kotan asavtich, uvarachamim gitoyle makapsech." For a mere moment, I have forsaken you. With great mercy, I gather you in. And the doctor is concerned that a mere moment, forsaken, the golus is long and bitter. He says that when the rachamim gidelim of the kibbutz golus, rachamim gidelim akapsech, when we will see Hashem's mercy in the ingathering of the exiles, and in retrospect, all of the pain and suffering will appear to be a mere moment. When there is Hashem, we will see nechoma and simcha and rachmei d'shmaya and the chesed Hashem to this family and to all those in Klal Yisrael that suffer. It has the power, and may we be zeichet to see that in retrospect, we'll look at the long and painful ordeals as a mere moment, a mere passing moment. Should happen for the Bauman family, it should happen for all the those in Klal Yisrael who suffer. Ken Yehi Rotzeh.